वचन एंड डियरली बिलवड इन क्राइस्ट ग्रीटिंग्स इन द प्रेशियस एंड मैचलेस नेम ऑफ आवर लॉर्ड एंड सेवियर जीसस क्राइस्ट एंड दिस इज एट अनदर ऑपर्चुनिटीज गॉड हैज गिवन टू अस टू यूटिलाइज एफेक्टिवली टू वर्शिप हिम एंड एज वी आर गोइंग टू मेडिटेट द वर्ड ऑफ गॉड Before entering into that meditation, I welcome all of you to the service and I appreciate your dedication and commitments that you are showing towards this worship. So today, our church, Marthoma Church, observes as Environmental Sunday. There is a unique aspect of our Marthoma Church is that we are separating and we are observing each and every Sunday while giving its own importance. So today, Marthoma churches, they are observing today's Sunday as Environmental Sunday. That is a unique aspect of our church. And while we are observing today's Sunday as the Environmental Sunday, we are giving importance to the environment and we are meditating the valueness of the God's creation. So for today's reading and meditation, the scripture portion is taken from the Gospel according to Saint Luke, chapter 12, verses commencing from 24 through 27. And I have already read this passage. Once again, I repeat, Gospel according to Saint Luke, chapter 12, verses commencing from 24 through 27. And as Gospel portion, I have already read this scripture portion. And let us bow our heads for a small prayer. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, we submit ourselves into your mighty hand. Be with us and help us to meditate your word. Lord, we are not worthy people to meditate your word. Kindly pour your wisdom upon us and illumine our hearts and minds so that we can understand your word. Lord, kindly be with us and enlighten our paths by your word and also enrich our life by your showers of blessing. We submit all of us into your mighty hand. Use us for the instrument of your peace and use us for the expansion of thy kingdom. You know our limitations and you know our weaknesses and you know each and every aspect in our life. We submit ourselves before you and seek your guidance. In your name we pray. Amen. So environment means the surroundings or condition in which a person or animal or plant lives or operates. So as observing Environment Sunday, as Environmental Sunday, we are meditating the divine call to care for the God creation. Because God created the human being to care his creation. And God created the human being to continue his salvific act on this earth. So when we are meditating the books of Genesis, we can see that our responsibilities. And we have already read some verses from the Gospel according to Saint Luke, chapter 12. But in these verses, we find Jesus teaching us valuable lessons about our responsibility as stewards of the earth. And when we go in the book of Genesis, we can see our responsibility very clearly. Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 15 says that, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till and keep it. So God had appointed the human beings in the Garden of Eden after creation, God appointed to them to till and to keep it. So this is a call for stewardship. And this is a call for caring the creation. And this is a call for stewardship, not to be masters. Many often we are trying to think that we are masters. We are masters on this earth. So we are trying to utilizing each and every aspect in our life to be masters on this earth. But the Almighty God clearly says that you are not masters, you are stewards. So it is our prime responsibility to care this creation. So our church decided that this particular theme for meditation, Environmental Sunday, to till and to keep. So today our church decided this particular theme, to till and keep. So I would like to explore some important aspects, some important thoughts from this passage, which we have already read as gospel portion. So I invite your kind attention towards this meditation. Firstly, God's provision and our value. God's provision and our value. So in these verses, Jesus draws our attention to the birds of the sky and beauty of wild flowers. And he reminds us that God provided everything for these creatures by his wisdom and power. He created wildflowers and the birds of the sky in a very, very meaningful manner. Nobody can create like that. But God created all these creatures by his wisdom and power. And the one aspect is that, one important matter that we have to note that is that they are not toiling or worrying. They are not toiling for food. And they are not worrying about the shelter. And they are not worrying about tomorrow. And they are not worrying about the today's interactions and all the deliberations, activities. And they are not toiling and they are not worrying. Then Jesus reminds us that if God cares for them, how much more does he value and care for us? Because we are his unique creation. God created us in his image and likeness. He created us by his hands, not by his words. And he loved us. He created us. He created in his image and likeness. Dears, we have to remember this aspect in our life. We have to meditate day by day. God created us in his image and likeness. In the last days of Jesus Christ, Pharisees and Sadducees came and asked a doubt to Jesus. Is it right for us to pay taxes to the Caesar or not? Then Jesus Christ replied to them, show the inscription. Show that particular denarius. And whose inscription on that? They replied, Caesar. Caesar inscription. Then Jesus Christ replied that, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God. So I repeat again. Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God. So you are the creation. You are the creation created by the image and likeness of God. That denarius created by the inscription of Caesar. So give to Caesar. I don't want. You created by the Almighty God's image and likeness. So you are a unique creation, and you are our children. You are a unique person. So we must dedicate our life before the Almighty God for His salvific act. So God would like to continue this responsibility through us. So as creation, we must surrender before the Almighty God, and day by day we have to pray that, Lord Almighty God, we cannot do even a single thing without your help. Kindly walk along with us and empower our life by your spirit and also power. Then God would empower us to lead a meaningful life on this earth. So God would like to continue this salvific act on the earth. This responsibility that we have been received from the Almighty God as the creatures, as the unique creation on this earth. So in these days, we have not much awareness regarding our value and God's provision. God provided everything for us. God created us in His image and likeness, but we are not much aware about that. So we must aware regarding God's provision. If you have worry, dearly beloved, you just look to the birds and just see the wildflowers. God provided everything for that by His wisdom and power. And He will guide us. And He will strengthen us. And He will be our guide and motivator, a reformer, recreator, and who is a worthy person to give everything in our life. So don't be worried about that. Those who are worrying, submit your life before the Almighty God and ask His support. Second, embracing simplicity. Second thought, embracing simplicity. Jesus challenges us to consider the simplicity of nature. Jesus calls our attention towards the wildflowers and the birds of the sky, and He challenges us to consider the simplicity of nature and learn from it. The birds and wildflowers do not accumulate wealth or worry about tomorrow. They live in harmony with the rhythm of creation. There is a rhythm of creation. In this nature, we can see some rhythm. There is a harmony. So as creation, we have the responsibility to mingle with that rhythm and to go within that rhythm. And these birds and the wildflowers, they are experiencing the rhythm of creatures. But we often neglect our role as caretakers of the environment. And we must avoid the culture of excess. The human beings are trying to accumulate wealth. They wanted to accumulate wealth, power. And they are doing so many things as namesake. And they are living in this glittering and glamoring world. And they are losing their uniqueness. In this time, the Almighty God invites our attention to that. You look on these birds and wildflowers. They're not toiling and worrying. But they are leading a simple life. But you are neglecting the simplicity and you are trying to accumulate the wealth. And culture of excess. When I communicated with our youth last week, two weeks back, during the time of their Friday Singh event, and I reminded them a Chinese proverb regarding the money. What money can and what money can't, that proverb says. Money can buy amusements, but not happiness. Money can buy amusements. If you have money, you can go anywhere. You can enjoy. But you cannot buy happiness. Happiness is the real gift of God. And money can buy food but not appetite. Money can buy food but not appetite. That's why the Mother Teresa prayed to God that, God, I don't want food, but I want appetite. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So pray, not pray for food. Just pray for appetite. If you have appetite, you can eat anything. That's not a big problem. Most of the people, they are praying for the food, not appetite. But here the Chinese proverb says that money can buy food, but not appetite. Money can buy medicines, not health. Money can buy books, not wisdom. Listen, youths, students. You can buy plenty of books and you can study anywhere in the world. But you can buy the wisdom. That is the gift of the Almighty God. Money can buy books, but not wisdom. Money can buy silver rings, not marriage. Money can construct house, not home. Money can buy butt, but not sleep. So this, what a beautiful proverb. It says what money can and what money can't. In this aspect, our Jesus Christ invites our attention to the wildflowers and the birds of the sky. They are leading a simple life. They do not worry about today and tomorrow. So as God's creatures, God invites us to avoid the culture of excess. Culture of excess. Bhagavad Gita il oru nalla thought undu. Bhagavad Gita. Aasha kurachal nirasha kurayum. Adu English translate cheyal adinu vendathra artham kittathilla. Adu konda njan parney. Aasha kurachal nirasha kurayum. So Jesus Christ invites us to avoid the culture of excess and to learn simplicity from the nature. The true fulfillment lies not in accumulating wealth, but in fulfilling our divine mandate. We have divine responsibilities. As father, mother, and as a unique creature, we have to do several things on this earth to lead a fruitful life. We need money and everything. Every facilities we needed. At the same time, we must be aware about our responsibilities. The fulfillment of life lies not in accumulating wealth, but in fulfilling our divine mandate. Thirdly, third thought, trusting in God's care. Trusting in God's care. Trust, it is a beautiful word, trust. So our life on earth is a trust in God. A trust in God. We do not know what is happening in the tomorrow. Going to be happening tomorrow. So we trust in Almighty God. Our life is not only a trust but also a test. Test may also come in our life. Temptation may come. Struggles may come. Tribulations may come. So many worries and problems may come. So we must trust the Almighty God. Look to the little children. You know, I have 3 little children. They are not worrying about today and tomorrow because they know, they have known that their father and mother will prepare everything for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They know that their loving father and mother will prepare everything for them. For tomorrow, today and also tomorrow. Hallelujah. So we must trust the Almighty God. Trust in Almighty God as children. Our God reminds us that worrying cannot add a single hour to our lives. So many people, they are worrying. They are worrying about today and tomorrow and regarding their health and various issues of their family and various issues that kept in their heart. They are worrying about their life. But the Jesus Christ lovingly reminds us that you worrying cannot add a single hour to our life. Excessive worry about our future may distract our responsibilities, and it leads to the anxiety and despair. Jesus invites us to be a creative participants in his salvific act. And he does not want a passive human being. He wanted an active personalities. So dearly beloved, we have so many problems in our life. Are you ready to jump in the hands of God in the midst of your confusion? If you have areas or subjects that you have to study in the colleges and schools, just try to submit all of your worries into your mighty hands and just try to jump into the hands of the God in the midst of confusion, struggles. And are you ready to jump into the hands of the God in the midst of your confusion? Are you ready to submit yourself before the Almighty God in the midst of your sickness and diseases? Are you ready to submit yourselves before the Almighty God in the midst of your struggles? Then you can find a solace there. Praise the Lord. Find a peace there. Find happiness there. Comfortness there. Fourth one, environmental stewardship. Environmental stewardship. So as Christians, we have a profound responsibility to till and keep the earth. We are stewards, not masters. Our life on earth is a loan, you know. We can say that our life on earth is a loan. We bought from the God. And we are experiencing that. And we are utilizing that. And we have to return it back. And we bought that from God and utilizing and experiencing the different possibilities of the life, and we have to return it back. The command till involves responsible cultivation and working the land in various kinds. As mother and also father, they have different types of the responsibilities in the family as well as in the society towards their children and towards the society. And as a student, you have different types of the responsibility towards the society as well as towards your family. So to till means to cultivate and to working the land. And keep means protecting and preserving its delicate balance. So we have the responsibility to protect it, protect the creation and care the creation. Because God created the whole universe and appointed us the stewards and the caretakers of his creation. So we should keep a good relationship to God as well as the fellow human beings. You can see a cross. Just imagine the image of cross, the figure of cross. You can see a vertical as well as a horizontal line there. Vertical as well as a horizontal line there. This vertical line indicates that our relationship with the Almighty God. This vertical line of the cross indicates that our relationship with the Almighty God. And the horizontal line indicates that our relationship with the fellow beings as well as towards the nature. Then only we can achieve the kingdom of God. So try to keep this vertical relationship as well as the horizontal relationship. Jesus Christ kept this relationship until his death. He tried to maintain the relationship with his Father Almighty in the midst of his busy schedule. At the same time, he tried to maintain the relationship with fellow human beings and to the nature too. So God invites us to maintain such a relationship, a vertical as well as a horizontal relationship. This relationship we can see on the cross. Dear youth, you listen please. Vertical as well as horizontal. Some people, they are worshipping God and they are saying that I will be with God. But they don't like the fellow human beings. And they are not worrying about the nature. And they are not worrying about the surroundings where they are living. But if you are maintaining the vertical as well as the horizontal relationship, that means, that indicates the cross. They can achieve the kingdom of God. Jesus invites us to maintain such a relationship as the caretakers and the stewards on this earth. So we are the protectors and caretakers. You know, last 2 days before, I think, Mavelikkara Punnamood, at Mavelikkara Punnamood in Kerala, there is a place. I also served there near to that place, Chettikulangara, Mavelikkara. So Mavelikkara Punnamood, 6-year-old girl was killed by her father. Have you heard that noise, news? 6-year-old girl was killed by father. So father is a person to protect her, to care her, to nurture her, and to provide everything for her, for the betterment of her future. But he forgot that duty and killed her. This attitude we try to show towards the nature too. We are not thinking about the future generation. And we are distracting the environment. We distract the environment. We are trying to distract the equilibrium of the earth. Dearly beloved, our Jesus Christ invites us to maintain the relationship and to continue his salvific act on this earth. I would like to wind up. You know, the God cannot see, or God cannot act directly on this earth. He invites us and he wants our participation. Our participation. God wants our hands to do certain works. Are you ready to give your hands? God, I am ready. Act through my hands. Act through my life. And God has not legs to walk throughout the world. And God needs your luck to walk and roam and to see. God needs your eyes to see the world with a compassionate mind. And God needs your heart to act towards the fellow beings. So as creatures, when we would like to participate in the salvific act of the God, God will utilize us to expand and to make his kingdom on this earth. He will utilize us. So let us submit ourselves before the Almighty God. God use us. And we are only stewards. We are not masters. And we submit ourselves. We submit our hands. Act through that. We submit our legs. Walk through that. We submit our hearts. Lord, think and also act or use us. And we submit our eyes to you. See, Lord, through that eyes, so that you can act through us. Dearly beloved, God created us to participate in his salvific act. Let's continue his salvific act on this earth. We are stewards, not masters. Our responsibility to till and to keep. Not only working and also to protect, to care the nature and the fellow beings and the relationship which God appointed, God has given to us. Let us submit ourselves before the Almighty God. I request Deborah George to lead us in prayer. Deborah or George.
Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day and for all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters here at church, and we pray for